AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It wasn't your typical open house in Redlands, California. The landlord of the home where a Muslim couple who shot up a holiday party killing 14 people invited members of the media to tour their house today. There were lots of personal items in full view, including prayer beads on a bed and various forms of identification on a desk. The local police chief is appalled that the landlord allowed the media to enter the house. Mike Garcia says there are legal steps that must be taken before a landlord can open a property to the public.
You have to go through certain processes to be able to make those entries, and the landlord doesn't have the right to allow somebody else to enter the property of one of his renters without going through that proper process.
The assistant director of the FBI's field office in Los Angeles didn't appear to be too concerned about the open house. David Bowditch says agents had finished executing their search warrant.
Once we turn that location back over to the occupants of that residence, or once we board it up, anyone who goes in at that point, that's got nothing to do with us.
Bowditch says the mass shooting is now being investigated as an act of terrorism, but David Chesley, an attorney for the shooter's family, says there's no proof linking the food inspector to a broader terrorist organization.
I don't feel like we ought to be overzealous in our characterization of the events until we have additional evidence.
A campus police officer killed in the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado Springs was honored today for rushing to the clinic as shots rang out, an act his widow says was driven by his sense of purpose and faith.
Garrett was prepared to do good things because he put his faith in the Lord. The love of my life gave his life without regret.
This is AP Radio News. The E. coli outbreak linked to Chipotle restaurants has spread to three more states.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says seven more people have gotten sick, including people in Illinois, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. E. coli cases now cover nine states. A majority of illnesses have been in Oregon and Washington. Of the 52 people infected, the CDC says 47 reported eating at a Chipotle the week before the illness started. It still hasn't been determined what ingredient made these people sick. Chipotle says the company is tightening its food safety standards. I'm Ed Donahue.
A 116-year-old snow record has been broken in Buffalo, New York. This time, it's for the lack of snow. The city has yet to see its first measurable snowfall, breaking a record for the latest first snow set on December 3, 1899. Last year in November, Buffalo saw 7 feet of snow. I'm Ross Simpson.